Knockoff with Todd and Sammy for the drive home. Can you feel it? 92.7 Mix FM.
Spudgate continues, my friend. Look, if you missed it yesterday, late on the show, you, Todd Whittycombe, you sprayed the leader of the opposition, David Crisafulli. You accused him of calling a potato scallop a potato cake. You've done it again today. Honestly, you know what? David Crisafulli himself, he's on the phone to speak to you, old mate.
David Crisafulli himself is on the phone to speak to you, mate.
He is.
As if.
He is.
Which line?
Two.
Hello, Mix FM.
It's David Crisafulli here, calling in to try to defend my honour.
Oh, come on. I tell you what, your new nickname for me, my friend, is David Crisafulli Stuffed Up.
Oh. You guys have carved me up for 24 hours. I'm ringing to set the record straight. Can I have a crack?
David Crisafulli, I'm so glad you've rung because, yeah, Todd really took you to town, my friend, over potato cake, potato scallop.
Hey, DC, come on, mate. We go way back. You'll always be the guy from the radio in Townsville to me.
Well, there were some of my best years, just quietly.
100%. Oh, no, your best years are yet to come, mate. Like, you know. But no, but my point is, like, this Spudgate, this is just blown out of control really, really quickly, DC. And yes, mate, you are allowed to have return serve. The information I was given was what Sammy delivered, and it was as simple as this, Dave.
Crisafulli is coming under intense pressure. He posted a picture at the Noosa Farmers Markets on the weekend with Claire Vermeer and another lady. And he's got some potato scallops he's eating.
Oh,
and
nice.
He's saying how great they are. But he captioned his picture, the photo of it, saying, potato cakes, the best potato cakes ever. Oh. And everyone's just gone to town hammering him about they're not called potato cakes, mate.
See what I mean? Misleading the witness, mate. She said to me that you were photographed with a potato scallop, but you called it a potato cake. Then young Joey rang from Noosa Heads and he said us straight, apparently it was a potato cake. Please explain.
Well, look, firstly to Joey, who might be a cousin of mine who I set up probably. No, Joey, you're a champion. Thank you. Look, here goes, right? And this is why I had to come and try to defend my honour. This is what goes. I love small business. I love people who have a crack. And I was going through the Noosa markets with Claire Stewart. You know her as the mayor.
Stewie.
And she's a good one. And she's running for us in that area. So she said, come to the Noosa markets with me. So I went through the Noosa farmers markets. While I was there, there was this big sign that said potato cakes. Now, I repeat, big sign, potato cakes. My wife said, let's buy one. So I got the halloumi stacked one.
Oh, halloumi stacked.
No, halloumi, baby. Right? Oh.
But, yeah, big tick, right? Hooked into it, and they said, why don't you do a social media post? I said, absolutely. Mm. So I put it up, and as a reflection of the small business owner who knows what she's talking about, I called it what she called it, potato cake. And you know what happened then? A bloody inferno.
People saying you're not a Queenslander.
So here's my pedigree. Ready? Born in the little country town of Ingham, north of Townsville in North Queensland.
Nice.
Sugar community. Born there. Moved to Townsville, also Queensland. Tick. Barrack for the Maroons, watched Alfie Langer come back and win the series for us 100 years ago, sat on the hill for the first game of the Cowboys, loved the Bulls, loved the Heat, think that the New South Wales is poison, don't like Victoria, Queenslander to the core. Mm. I make one post reflecting what the small business owner wants, and what happens? Mm. Todd and Sammy destroy
It was just Todd. Let's get this clear, because you're a powerful man, David Crisafulli.
You tell a pretty good story, mate, but I think you should wait for question time. Can I get to the public gallery? When's the next question time? I wouldn't mind, you know, throwing a few little curveballs at you about Spudgate.
One final thing, Sammy.
Yes.
Thanks for the call telling me to ring and give it to him. I appreciate it.
Dave! Dave!
I've watched House of Cards. I know how this stuff goes. Sammy's the party whip. Well, can I just say, mate, lucky for you that Toddy was on the job, because Sammy, David Crisafulli, PR nightmare averted. There it is. I want to be called a hero, mate, but, you know.
Not all heroes wear capes.
That's right. Not all heroes wear pants. All right, let's
That's
say goodbye.
True too. There you go.
Thanks, bye-bye. Dave.
92.7 Mix FM. Todd and Sammy for the drive home. Let's go.